Kelsey is with the, she's the community outreach liaison with Hospice of Humboldt. And today we're going to be talking about, of course, loss, but also loss and how our youth grieve. Good afternoon and welcome to KHSU.
Hi, Katie. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, and thanks for coming in here. So today we're going to talk about a grief support group for teens.
Yes.
And this is new for hospice, right?
This is a new program. We did a pilot program earlier this year, and it was very successful. In fact, all of the group participants said in a survey that they would want to continue the group, which is great, especially for teenagers.
Exactly. Yeah. So you must have had a really great group leader, too, I'm guessing.
Absolutely. Autumn Spears is our group support. Grief support counselor who is leading the workshop along with a grief support volunteer. And she has a lot of experience working with youth and teens, especially around grief.
I'm guessing that a lot of us forget about the kids. You know, it's the adults that are grieving, but no, everybody is.
Everybody grieves, and children and teens really grieve in their own ways, and it impacts their development.
Mm-hmm. Right. It impacts their development, but what else?
Well, also, they can have a lot of trouble really regulating their emotions or feeling like their emotions are okay to have. It also really impacts their schooling, being able to concentrate, family relationships, all those sorts of things.
I would think, you know, having, let's say, a grandparent that you always turn to because you don't want to go to your parents. You want to go to your grandparents.
Right.
Let's say you lose your grandparent, that one person that you turn to as a kid.
Yeah, it's really tough to be able to comprehend that loss and then to live with it afterwards.
Mm-hmm. And that leaves a hole.
Definitely.
Right?
Definitely does.
Yeah. So now, you said that you did this survey with these teens that were in your first group,
mm-hmm.
and they really, really enjoyed it. How many were in the group?
I'm actually not sure. I think it was around 10 or 12 of them at the most, and we did it for about 6 weeks. We have expanded. We've decided to do an 8-week program quarterly for teenagers who are going through grief.
Okay. All right. And if you find out that you need more, then what?
Then we'll look for more grant money and do as much as we can.
So it's all based on a grant.
It is. Yeah. Yes. Yes. Several grants are funding this new Circle of Care program in which we focus a lot more of our attention on the grief of children and teens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So tell the listeners a little bit about hospice overall for those who haven't used the services before, because they're really You have so many people that are really great working for you.
Absolutely. We have a team of interdisciplinary professionals who go into people's homes and help with the last 6 months of life, helping with nursing and home health aides. We have chaplains and lots of really great people on our staff who help patients and also families through a difficult time. And then our bereavement services for our patients and families extends after 13 months of a patient's death to really help the grievers grieve and go through that process. And part of that really includes lots of our group work. So we do have grief workshops all throughout the county every week, and those are for adults. But we saw this gap where teens and children needed some more support, and so we stepped up to the plate.
So are you, for the teens, are you only doing it in one area, or are you going out throughout Humboldt County to offer this?
We will be doing the 8-week group every quarter. Three of the groups will happen in Eureka, and one of the groups will be facilitated in Fortuna.
Uh-huh. Excellent.
To get down to the Eel River Valley.
Right, right. Yeah. Because people are everywhere.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes.
What are some things that you notice with teens versus adults? Like, is there a difference in how they grieve and the process for them?
That's a little bit outside of my scope,
mm-hmm.
but But I do know that it really affects teens differently in an emotional way, since they're already going through a lot of emotional changes.
Mm-hmm. Right. So the, yeah, going through high school is tough.
It's, yeah, it can
sometimes
be hard. It can be hard. And then when you add on another layer, mm-hmm, it's that much more difficult.
Right. More challenging for that person.
And if your friends don't really understand where you're coming from, it's nice to be able to be with people who also get it or are coming from the same place.
Mm-hmm. Now, do you know the kids that you had in this other session, are they still maybe... did they bond together? Like, were their friendships developed so that they can continue
and get that support? That's a great question, and I don't know the answer to that.
Yeah, I wonder. I just wonder.
But we did have a testimonial from a parent who told us that she noticed a big difference in her daughter's concentration at school after the group, and also her behavioral problems at home diminished.
So, see, there's behavioral problems, too,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so it's really working, and we're hoping to be able to help a lot of kids. There are not that many therapists in our area who deal with kids and grief, and most of them aren't seeing new patients. So it's really an important service that we're providing.
Wow. I could see where you might need more help.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, we're always looking for volunteers. We have some really wonderful trained grief support volunteers. And if you are interested in doing that, please give us a call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So I know I've met many of your volunteers at different friends' homes who are going through the transition and passing away.
Yeah.
And it's an amazing support system that is created through this whole process that hospice has set up.
We do really take a holistic approach to the patient as a whole person, and then the family as a whole unit.
Mm-hmm. Right. And talk a little more about that. So how does that work for people who maybe are hesitant to contact hospice for help and assistance?
Definitely. We provide the service for our patients, but we give a lot of caregiver support, and a lot of caregivers don't realize that they need a little bit more support and assistance in the day-to-day transactions of taking care of someone. So certainly we provide a lot of education and support and that extra level. We do have nurses on call 24/7, so anyone who is a hospice patient, you can always give us a call any time of day for that extra assistance. And we really work really hard to keep our patients out of the hospital, mm-hmm, and staying in their homes at the end of their lives, and really being able to live life on their own terms.
Mm-hmm. So they make their own decisions about how they want to do what they the last few days, weeks, months, right?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And incorporate other people into that.
Mm-hmm. So it's a lot about quality of life.
Right, right. Did you happen to read, I read this article about a woman, I think she was in Southern, I might be wrong, I forget where she was, but she planned her, actually she took, because California now allows you to take the medicine to...
With the End of Life Option Act.
Yes. Yes. And I read the article that she was written about her. Amazing. So she had a celebration. She did it her way.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So she had a celebration and invited specific people to come for a party. And it was going to be her last party. It was a great article.
Yeah, there's something really beautiful about being able to live your life the way that you want to.
Right, right. And it, yeah, to the end.
Yes, all the way to the bitter end.
Or maybe the happy, I don't know.
Or the happy end, absolutely.
I mean, she was in pain is what I understood. And I've found it really interesting to read that and hear from the other people in that article who were invited to the party and trying to figure out what to wear and asking for her advice, even though she had a hard time communicating.
Yeah, that sounds really neat.
Yeah, it was a really good article. I found it online. But she, you know, she went out. I think all of her friends didn't stay with her. I think she had one person with her It was fascinating to read, though, and how she chose to do it mm-hmm. and celebrate life, her life.
Yeah, yeah. And we really try to keep our patients home mm-hmm. and away from the hospital and controlling their symptoms as much as we possibly can in a home environment. Most people would prefer to die at home, but unfortunately about half of our population still dies at the hospital, and that's just really kind of an unfortunate scenario.
Right. It is. I think, but some people maybe are more comfortable that way. I don't know.
Absolutely. Sometimes it's the right decision.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And a friend who just passed away recently, she had her bed facing, you know, the beautiful backyard, back area. And I thought, that's perfect, instead of all the walls and TVs and...
Yeah, that sounds really nice. Mm-hmm. And we're hoping to be able to provide a home-like setting like that with a beautiful place when we open our hospice house later this year.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit about that, the hospice house.
Yeah, our Ida Emerson Hospice House is a 12-bed inpatient unit on our campus. We are waiting to be licensed from the state, and as soon as that happens, we will be able to open our doors and take care of our patients in an inpatient unit.
So to the very end.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So mostly the facility will be used for hospice patients who need respite care mm-hmm. And also hospice patients who need a hospital level of care but right. don't want to go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, good.
So we'll be able to do pain and symptom management in-house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
So we're really looking forward to that.
And did you get a grant, or how are you funding this?
That was a very big community-wide effort. Hospice has had this vision for a long time and has been scrimping and saving all of our money in order to create this vision. And we had a lot of community donors and lots of support throughout the project.
Very good. Very good. And how many beds is it?
It's a 12-bed inpatient unit. They're all private rooms, and they look out into a grove of redwood trees. Most of them have a patio. You can wheel the bed right out onto it.
Excellent. That's great. Yeah. See, we live in a beautiful place.
We definitely do.
I mean, if you have to leave.
On our campus is also a beautiful little chapel in the redwoods.
Uh-huh. Oh, nice.
So it has these great big windows, and you can look right out into the woods. It's a really serene area.
Wow. This sounds beautiful.
Yeah.
Now, getting back to the teens.
Yes.
So, the teens are meeting this week, right?
This week is the first session. This is a free 8-week workshop, so you can feel free to come on in at any point during the 8 weeks, and we'll be doing it quarterly. And you can call our grief support line, which is 707-267-9801, to sign up for this 8-week free grief support workshop for teens.
And can, if parents are curious, or if the teen's curious, can they talk to the counselor ahead of time before joining up to make sure it's the right thing for them?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You can. We'll answer any questions that you may have.
Good. And give the phone number out.
And that number is 707-267-9801. And you can speak with Autumn or Gretchen.
And again, what time is the meeting this week?
The meeting this week is happening on Wednesday, September 21st, from 4 to 5 p.m. So it's an hour-long workshop. They'll be doing some art activities and lots of group participation.
Good. So it's not just sitting around talking. It's more...
really take an interactive approach mm-hmm. In order to work through the grief.
Yeah. Good. Different methods.
Yes.
Very nice. Well, Kelsey, I want to thank you so much for coming in and talking with us today from Hospice of Humboldt and talking about the Teen Grief Support Group.
Thank you so much for having me.
And hopefully we've encouraged some people to step forward and help themselves.
I certainly hope so.
Thank you.